welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and thank you for joining me today. If you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, then you're in the right place. We have information and guest interviews that focus on you and the things that matter to you and your business. I work with small business owners to help them develop systems, processes, and procedures so they can crush it in their business and build something that's sustainably successful. You can get more articles, templates, and information about my live events on the web at alignedperformance.com. You can also email me at laz@alignedperformance.com. Today's show is about starting the year with a healthy business. And if you are taking this holiday break to plan your next year's business success, then you're going to love today's topic. This is a great time of year to do a few things. Number one, it's important to rejuvenate and spend time with your friends and your family. And it's also a good time to set some intentions for 2013. Some of that is looking at your business and the overall health of it, and of course, setting specific strategic goals for the year. I want to talk about five ideas that I have for you to start the year with a healthy business. The first thing is to cut the fat. Look at your budget and find where you can reduce or even eliminate some unnecessary expenses. And here's some things that I found in my budget. I was paying way too much for fax services, and so when I found eFax, I was delighted to see that I could pay for a service based on what my needs were. So that was one place that I immediately cut the fat. Another thing that you might consider is some of the lunch meetings and coffee meetings that we have are really important for building relationship. But if you have already met somebody in person and you feel like you've had a good start of a relationship, I feel very comfortable turning those meetings into Skype sessions where I can be in my office, that person can be in their office, we're still face-to-face, but we're communicating over Skype. It's very easy to install and easy to use, and it saves a lot of driving, and actually it cuts out your lunch expenses and your meeting expenses. I know one month I spent $90 just having coffee with people. And again, there's times when you need to meet in person, but once you've established a relationship, it's okay to go to the virtual meeting. Another thing to look at for cutting the fat is the networking events that you attend. And this is, you know, a little tricky because a lot of times people work from their home office and they're working in their head a lot and they're working in their business and they don't get out to socialize. So for some of us, networking events are a saving grace for our sanity. But you really have to make a business decision and say, am I getting business out of this? Is this helping me contribute to the community, or is my business benefiting from this networking event? And if not, I encourage you to make that decision to cut that fat. Another thing that you'll need to look at is to know your numbers. And a great example of that is the ROI of your marketing activities. And I always say that everything works a little bit, and you need to cast a net, not a line. So if you're casting a very specific line and only doing direct mail or only focusing on networking activities, you are at the risk of other marketing activities that could be working for you. So you need to know what is the return of your investment in your various marketing activities. Another thing about your numbers is to know how many prospects you need to talk to make an appointment, and then how many of those appointments it takes to close a deal. Now, if you're in a different industry, like a tree cutting service, you'll need to know how many bids you need to make before you close the deal. I'm going to bet that in that industry, the close ratio is pretty high, but I really encourage you to look at your revenue generating activity to know which ones are really making a difference to your bottom line. It's also good to know where your clients are coming from, how they're meeting you, and so you know what marketing is working. Is it from that direct mail piece? It might be a $500 a month expense for you, but if that's where 80% of your clients are coming from, you might not want to cut that out. But if you're spending $100 a month on networking events and not getting any business from it, that needs to go. So all of this information about your numbers is going to help you write your strategic plan for the coming year. The third tip I have is to solve more problems for more people. If you're not making what you want to in your business, it's probably because you're either not solving enough problems or you're not solving the right problems for the right people. And some of this comes down to knowing who your ideal client is and how you can best serve them. So really understand how you can solve problems for the people you want to work with. The fourth tip is to stop wasting time. And this is going to feel a little ironic because a lot of business owners that I talk to say, you know what, it's just better for me to do some of these things by myself. But I invite you to really look at that, because if you are taking care of things that need to be done in your business, like entering your receipts into QuickBooks or writing all of your blogs or doing some things that could be outsourced at a lower cost than what your normal billing hour should be, then that is a way for you to have a better ROI next year. So when you think that you're actually saving money by doing some of the things that you could be paying somebody for, there's a huge opportunity cost for where you could be spending your time. The last thing is to get things out of your head. This is my fifth tip. If you are the only person in your business and nothing is written down, or even if you have a small team, even if you have a big team, it really doesn't matter what size business you have, but if everything is walking around in your brain and something happens, you're down and out, or you know, you get injured, that's it. The business shuts down if you're not functioning. So if you want to create a business that generates revenue, whether you are lying in a hospital bed or lying in a hammock somewhere, you need to document your systems and processes. So those are my five steps for you to crush it next year. And I'm hoping that you'll spend some time over the holidays not only to rejuvenate, but to do some of the planning that's needed to really build a sustainable business. That's all for today. Talk to you next time. Again, I'm Leanne Zaharovich. You can check more information out at alignperformance.com. We'll be right back.